Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Zach Monroe. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Zach Monroe. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaborn moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Zach Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on White. Lump moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monroe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Zach Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0 for 1 in the game. Monroe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monroe for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-2 in the game. Monroe hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monroe scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Leo Kiely now pitching. Andy Carey pinch hits for Jerry Lump. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Leo Kiely. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron bunts towards the mound. Byerly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berra moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Berra moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Barra scores. Skourin moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skourin tags and scores. Seaburn tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Yankees. Zach Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monroe hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. McDougald moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Yankees. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.